The effort to overturn the new gasoline tax and vehicle fee increases in California's new transportation funding law appears to be gaining momentum. The author of one of those ballot measures to repeal the gas tax is now backing a rival initiative that could be headed for the November election. Capital Public Radio's Ben Adler explains.
The first measure was authored by Orange County Assemblyman and Republican gubernatorial candidate Travis Allen. It would have repealed the transportation funding law word for word, but it's been held up in a legal battle. So Allen is now endorsing a different initiative backed by his GOP rival in the governor's race.
Travis, welcome to the fight on getting rid of the gas tax. Glad to have you on board finally.
That was San Diego businessman John Cox at a recent debate broadcast on KPCC. Cox has joined the campaign for the second ballot measure and chipped in some money as he did so, prompting this return jab from Allen.
First, I'd like to say thank you very much to John Cox for writing a $250,000 check to buy his way into the repeal of the gas tax. Thanks, John.
Political shots aside, the second initiative does have some momentum. The campaign says it's gathered more than two-thirds of the nearly 600,000 voter signatures needed to qualify. John Kupal with the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association says the measure would require voter approval for any gas tax or vehicle fee increases.
And then it applies that constitutional mandate retroactively to January 1st. 2017, effectively repealing this particular gas tax and requiring that any increase in those taxes go back to the voters.
But if the measure qualifies for the November ballot, it'll face strong opposition, including from Governor Jerry Brown, who said earlier this month he thinks it can be beaten.
If it does pass, it'll be a decade at least before anyone thinks of providing the necessary money for roads and bridges.
Backers have until mid-May to turn in their voter signatures. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Adler.